I'm gonna do that.
Here, it's recording. And then we press, Terry says.
All right, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm gonna go ahead and call this meeting to order per our agenda one. This is our Shack quarterly meeting. Today is November 9th. And we will start this meeting at 12:30 PM. And I'll go ahead and say, it says this on our agenda, but to be in accordance with all the rules and governing procedures, please note that today's meeting is going to be recorded just via audio, no video. So that's a good thing. And let's go ahead and move on to agenda night item two. We'll do a welcome and introduction of visitors. I thought we would just go around the room, introduce ourselves, first and last name, and whether you're a parent, a teacher, what's your role in this organization. So I'll go ahead and start. I'm Emily Weatherly. I work at Cuero Regional Hospital. I have an adorable sixth grader, William Wise Miller. So I'm in.
And he's so smart.
A little too smart. And so actively involved with Shack is his health and the health of other students is very important to me. Tammy?
I am Tammy Brzozowski. I'm the Wellness Center Director, and I have two boys, Luke and Jake, and they're both going to school here. Jake is in kindergarten, and Luke is in fourth grade. So.
My name is Dawn Green. I am with the Student Services Department, peer liaison, truancy officer. I'm a foster mom. I have 2 5-year-old twins in pre-K. And I have a 28-year-old son who lives in Dallas and coaches a high school, 6th-age middle school in Dallas.
Awesome.
Okay, my name is Rita Williams with Student Services, my first year.
Yay. Welcome.
She transferred
Welcome. To
just this school year.
Wow.
Williams came from communities and schools from the high school campus.
Wonderful.
So now she's my partner in crime.
Good.
Wonderful. She brings such knowledge.
Good.
She is really very helpful, and we're having a good time.
Sandra Hernandez, and I'm the food service director for Cuero.
And I'm Denise Gable, and I'm the family community health agent for DeWitt County. And I don't have any kids in school. I'm just starting with grandbabies.
My name is Macy Hahn. I'm a student at Cuero High School.
Welcome.
Thank you, Macy.
James McCarter. I'm an AP at Hunt Elementary.
Stacy Porter. I'm one of the counselors at Cuero High School.
I'm Wesley. I'm a senior.
Jennifer Drakes, Principal Junior High.
I'm Lacey Timpone. I'm a mental health counselor at Junior High School, and I have 5 kids in school. I'm pretty sure I don't know if I can do all their ages, but I have a first grader. I have a first grader, a fourth grader, a sixth grader, an eighth grader, and a freshman.
My name is Courtney Shopperl, and I'm a mental health counselor at Hunt and Johnson.
I'm Amanda Rickman, PE teacher at Hunt, and I have 3 kids at this school. Well, high school, junior high, Hunt.
My name is Ruby Rodriguez. I work here at Cuero ISD, special programs and safety coordinator. We have 4 children, 2 of that have already graduated, and 1 at Hunt and 1 at high school.
I'm Wanda Hayes, district nurse. My child graduated from Cuero High School.
Kathy Seaman, I work at Cuero Hospital and am the secretary of Shack. And I've got 2 kids that made it out successfully, and 1 is iffy.
Love it. Okay, well, thank you so much for all attending. It's wonderful to see everybody back and have this meeting in person again. We'll move on to item 3, communication. The minutes were sent out previous to this meeting. I hope you all had a chance to review those minutes. I believe we also are going to be posting those on the website as well, or they probably already have been posted. The website did go down on the screen, but those have been posted. Did anybody have any changes or amendments to the minutes? If that is the case, if I could get a motion to approve the minutes.
Make a motion.
All right. Thank you. Rita Williams made that a motion. And can I get a second?
I'll second.
Denise seconded. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Wonderful. We will move on. Okay, my turn. President's report. Couple of updates for you. Ruby has been so kind to pull up the website for us to take a look at. I invite you to go to the Cuero ISD website and search for SHAC, and you will find our upcoming meeting dates, which our next meeting is going to be, I believe, February 8th, if I can read that far away.
Yes.
And so you, also on this website, Wanda has been working diligently to get our agendas posted as well as our minutes. So you will see our agendas are posted for today as well as minutes from our last meeting in September. And y'all have a copy of the agenda. So it's a very user-friendly website. We really do appreciate Cuero ISD's tech department working with us to keep this up to date. This also has the mission of SHAC as well as the goals of SHAC. So I do invite you, especially if you have other parents, other teachers that would like to get involved with SHAC, they're going to have questions about what exactly it is, and this is a great resource to send them to. We also post a lot of this information on our Facebook page. Yes, we do have a Facebook page for SHAC, so I encourage you to search for Cuero ISD SHAC on Facebook and like our page and follow for updates. We also post agendas, items for discussion. We'll probably do some surveys in the future. So we're trying to make sure that we're staying connected in as many avenues as possible, where the parents and the kiddos and the teachers can all connect. I think that is pretty much it for me, since I've already made the announcement about moving forward. All of our meetings are going to be recorded, and that is in accordance with new regulations that have come from the state. And it's just going to be the audio recording, so just keep that in mind when we come. And I will move it on to Tammy, who is our vice president, to see if she has any updates for SHAC.
Well, I can update you guys a little bit on the Wellness Center, what's happening over there. We are having a special starting in December and January, 3 months for $100. So if y'all know of anybody that would like to join, it's a good time to join and start your new year off right. We are also doing a new year, new you. Is that what we call it? Right?
New year, fresh start.
New year, fresh start.
Yes.
It's a walk through the park, through the lights in the park on January 2nd. It's a really fun event to be able to walk actually through the park and see the lights. It's pretty fun. So we're doing that. It's Sunday, I believe, right?
Sunday, January 2nd.
And mm-hmm. It'll start at
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. o'clock. What else is going on?
And you can register for that online.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, active.com. Mm-hmm. You can register, or you can register at the Wellness Center. And we are also doing a Slim Down contest, and that'll start mid-January. If you are not a member and you want to join the contest, you can come and join it for $50, and that gives you access to the facility for 8 weeks. Last year, the winner won roughly around $400, I believe. So you will get a part of the money. You pay $25 if you're a member, and then $50 if you're not, and then we give the proceeds to the winner, and they also get massages and you know all that. So it's really it's a good motivation to get in there. We also have a med spa. I don't know if everybody knows about our med spa, but tonight we're having an informational meeting about it, basically, or not meeting, I guess mm-hmm. it's a gathering. Yeah. We'll have some food and stuff at 5:30 at the Wellness Center. So you
can
guys
you share can more about that? I did see the med spa, but I didn't know.
Well, so we have an esthetician that does facials, waxing, peels, chemical peels, and then we have Dr. Denton that does Botox and Juvederm fillers. Mm-hmm. So it's and then we also have Ideal Protein, which that's another program. And Ideal Protein's a just kind of a weight loss program. It's medically supervised, and we have three coaches. Dr. Harvey's in charge of that. We've had some really good success with that. We had a pilot group. Most everybody lost at least 50 pounds in roughly probably 5 or 6 months now, I guess, mm-hmm. we've been doing it. So we're seeing a lot of success. People are really losing a lot of weight with the program. So I think that's it. And then we'll be doing, hopefully, in February, the Heart Walk.
Yes.
Again. So yeah.
And we'll have a meeting before that, so we'll talk more about that. And in terms of students that want to get involved with the Wellness Center, how old do you have to be a member?
14. But you do need a parent there to you know, sign you up. But you can be 14. And it would be $30 for students a month.
It's very reasonable. And one more note too, on the med spa, they do offer a VIP peel that is specific for acne.
Yes.
So if teenagers or anything are struggling with some skincare, that does provide some amazing results. So anything else? We're good. All right. On to item number 4, CISD Mental Health Services Update. And that was going to be presented by Dr. Longbotham, but she's not here today. Is there anyone that would like to speak on that?
Yes, our mental health cancers will provide a report from the elementary side and secondary.
Fantastic.
I just want to provide an update at Hunt. Right now we're partnering with Midcoast, and they are providing a 10-week program for some of our students. The parents would have to sign a permission slip, but right now we have 100 students that are participating in that program, and they're learning different topics that include self-esteem, self-confidence, healthy relationships, dreams, goal setting, resisting negative peer pressure, and a bunch of other topics. And so the kids are really enjoying it right now. They're in week 2. So.
And that's just at the elementary school?
That's
right?
Just at Hunt.
Yes. Okay.
For all of us, we just went to the training today. We're going to have a new program with the ISD called Navigate 360, and it's going to allow us to do threat assessment, so suicide prevention, safety plans, things like that. So that can be put in there, and it'll take us through all the questions we need to ask. And it helps us keep track so that it'll follow that student all throughout their years here in Quero. Because right now, we're the ones that know, and maybe some admins, but if anybody leaves, this is going to allow us to keep track of that student, so that way we can check on them and know kind of their background and their history. So that's awesome. We'll finish training next week and then we'll start implementing it. And then at junior high school, the only programs we have like Midcoast is Communities in School, which we work closely with them. So if a student's in need of attendance, or if it's, you know, their home life, or they need clothes or anything like that, grades, NOLA comes, Harris comes to our school, and then we refer them to her, and she takes them. Midcoast came and talked to some of the classes about, you know, drug addiction and abuse and things like that, and then she'll take them on field trips and stuff. But I have about 8 kids I see bi-weekly, weekly at the high school, and probably 15 I see consistently at junior high and high school, at least weekly, maybe bi-weekly, and that doesn't include the kids that I just see that a teacher refers, or maybe that's just having a breakdown for the day. And a lot of staff and parents too that I work closely with. So between both of us, I know we're very busy on the mental health side, but it's great, and I think it's really helped the kids be able to, you know, get through their day, or especially the times right now. So.
Any other updates? That's fantastic. I'm so excited to see this focus on mental health for our students. I think that's a phenomenal effort. And it's grant funded, is that correct? Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
ESSER grants.
Hopefully we will be able to continue that grant.
Well, we got them for 3 years. For
3
sure.
years, for sure. Okay, good, good, good. All right, next up we have Denise giving us an update on Texas A&M AgriLife.
Okay, well, I was glad to see one of my health ambassadors. So through Extension, that's what we do with our 4-H program, and is we have a what's called a Texas Healthy Ambassador Program, Youth Ambassador Program. And Macy is one of my 6 Healthy Texas Youth Ambassadors, so not just for DeWitt County, for the state of Texas. So they've been helping me do some different programs, and so I was glad to see you here. I said, you can report your hours for today. They give back 40 hours to the community, and so that's a good thing. It's kind of a peer-to-peer thing is what we hope for it to be. So having her be a part of this, is I thought was pretty exciting today. So what I brought for y'all, I brought a bunch of different handouts. And so with Thanksgiving coming upon us, I brought some things that we can share, and I told Sandra that if you don't have it, I try to send stuff to Wanda and her as well, and Emily. Regarding SHAC, we have school health happenings that we have a group, Alice Kirk at A&M, that she puts together some different things with webinars, grants, and resources that are good for our SHAC program. So I did make a copy of that, and I send that as soon as we get those from Alice. I try to send those out to y'all, so that is some of it's timelines, if you know, so I want to get it in your hands as soon as you can. I did give y'all something on having a healthy holiday, thawing out your turkeys properly. That was another handout I gave you. And then eating healthy on a budget. And there's some different resources there, grocery budgeting, things like that. And then planning your Thanksgiving feast. And there's a pretty good one here, and it has some different recipes, I think, as well. Just some goodies, but we're full of resources. I'm here, y'all know what I have. Walk Across Texas is another health program that we're doing. I haven't been pushing that much. I know, Amanda's done it for me in the past with the schools, but it is, if your PE teachers need an activity resource, we've got that, and they've updated the website, so it's kind of more user-friendly for a community program or within the schools if they're looking for something. So.
Fantastic. And what is the website that we can go to access all the resources?
You can go to, there's a couple of different ones, but if you go to tamu.edu or agrilife.org, another, and then there'll be different programs. Let's see if I can manage to pull that up.
Do we want to put that on our SHAC website for parents?
I would be glad to.
I think that'd be good to have those resources.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you'll just email me the links, we'll get them posted. Okay.
And they'll walk across Texas too if there's something for parents and families. That'd be great. All right. We'll go ahead and move on to business. Is there any old business that we need to address? It's come up since our last meeting in September. Okay. Any update on, I will ask about the vaping program, because we've been talking about all the new sensors that have been installed and how those are functioning and working well at, I believe it's at both junior high and high school.
High school. Mm-hmm. 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 Ms. Dracos is here from junior high. She did show us how successful it has been.
I don't have a bag with me, but we've collected 30 vapes probably since put the sensors in.
Wow.
We have not had a lot of detection recently, and I think some of that is because they know that they're vape sensors, so now they're doing it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And now I'm wondering how easily we could move them.
They're definitely deterring them from vaping in the restroom.
There we go. Baby steps. Yes. That's good.
Unfortunately, if they're vaping somewhere else, we have cameras.
Right.
So.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Good. Ms. Porter, do you have any info on the vaping from high school?
I don't have statistics or numbers, but I do know that they were, just like you said, I mean, they were working very well as far as catching the students who were doing it and being a deterrent, I believe, probably the same as at junior high. That, now the students are aware that they're there, so if they're wanting to vape, they're going somewhere else and they're savvy. But, I mean, we have had a decrease, which is good. I mean, as far as we know, there's a decrease. We're not seeing it. Every once in a while, yes, of course, a student is caught doing it somewhere else because of the cameras. But they were effective. They are effective at this point, just as far as keeping them out of the restroom.
Fantastic. Thank y'all for giving that update on the fly. Appreciate it. All right, we'll move on to new business. I believe at this point I will turn it over to Wanda to give us a recap on the new state SHAC requirements, as well as talk about the updated SHAC website, which did sort of already touch on, but I'll let Wanda take it from there.
I don't know if you know, I think we've talked about this before. SHAC became, I can't tell you the year, but the main purpose was for community members, parents, to make a decision about what type of human sexuality instruction we wanted our kids to be taught. So some schools have been teaching, some schools have not been teaching. It was not a requirement, But if you did teach, you had to have parent permission. Parents opted out. If you didn't want your child to participate, they filled out the permission slip. Bigger changes now are that they want you to relook at your human sexuality instruction. And I'll give you a little bit of history on ours in a minute. They want you to, the parents have to opt in. So we have to get that permission slip back one way or the other. We met, and I guess time flies. I thought we did this within a little bit more recently, but it was about 8 years ago, we formed a subcommittee and got together and looked at different curriculums. I think Angie and I went to a couple different places across the state, and we chose Scott and White's Worth the Wait, which the main goal is abstinence, and it goes into not a lot about condom use, but it does touch condom use. The thing is, the biggest part of this new bill is transparency, which I agree. As a parent, I want to know what my child's going to be seeing every day, what they're going to be being taught. Worth the Wait has been updated since then. So if we choose to continue with Worth the Wait, which I've called around to a lot of our neighboring school districts, and most of them do use Worth the Wait, the current 2007 edition of Worth the Wait. Dr. Sulak, who is the author of Worth the Wait, has a new curriculum. It's called,
Is it the one in Bernie?
No, they're using Worth the Wait. I wrote it down and I didn't bring my notes. Anyway, there is a new curriculum. The thing is, I want a group, if we could, a subcommittee to form, especially with parents, to decide if what we're using is what we want to continue to use. They get Worth the Wait. We decided seventh grade was the best. And then they get it again in health at high school. We have added, and if Ruby, if you'll show them.
Sure.
I went online and I put what we're doing at each grade level and put a website access, if there was one. We are at third and fourth grade now. We're doing the It's a Hygiene, which really isn't any human sexuality, but it does teach them about being clean and not smelling. Mm-hmm. Then in the fifth grade, we teach the Procter & Gamble's, it's a puberty called Always Changing. Mm-hmm. It's the nurses teach the females, and so far Mr. McCarter has taught our young men. That does have a link. As a parent, you can go in and view exactly what we're talking about there. Again, all of these, with the exception of hygiene, do require permission from the parent to instruct. I've heard kind of pros and cons from parents about that series, but I think what it is, there's a lot to puberty and a lot to understanding what the changes that are going on in our bodies. And I think some of the kids have had absolutely no instruction or talk at home, and they come out and they're a little bit overwhelmed, and so the kids kind of talk among themselves and go home and talk to the parents about it. That's why I want parents to know this is all here now. They can go on and click on that link and they can see what their kids. Then if you scroll down to 7th and 11th, it has all the lessons for Worth the Wait. We're getting a later start this year, and junior high has always been done a fantastic job with this curriculum. We get guest speakers to come in. The health department comes in and does a lesson on the sexually transmitted diseases. Dr. Walthall's come in and done a lesson on anatomy and physiology. And so I think that it's a good program. I just know there's a lot of other programs out there now, and I want parental input to see if you think it's outdated, if we need to use something else. Because right now, if a parent would say, I want to know what my child is learning, they would have to come on campus and look at the binder, because there aren't links to Worth the Wait anymore.
Wanda, if we decided to upgrade and get the current edition, which I think you said was 2007 is the latest, would that
have
links?
No. This is 2007.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I just wish I could read. I'm sorry, the name just. The thing.
Have y'all ever heard her talk?
She
Oh, yeah, she's fabulous. Her and her husband did this curriculum together.
She's awesome. Yeah.
The thing...
Living Well Aware is one that I have. I have a book on that. And Should I Fire My Doctor's another one she's written, but I can't find that.
Yeah, she is. And they're both older and in great shape and very active. And the thing that I've had a lot of questions from parents, what will the kids be taught? Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of different,
wellness and sexual health.
That's it.
Wellness and sexual health.
Yes.
That's her new program. They're changing the name, updating it.
Yes. So when we look into that, it goes in, and please don't, I don't have an opinion about anything. I just want parents to know what is in this new curriculum. It goes into same-sex relationships, same-sex marriages, you know, and I don't know if you as parents want the kids to be teaching your kids that, or if that's something private you want at home. You know, that's why I want parental input. As to do we continue doing what we're doing, or do we change to a more transparent? Also, part of the other changes are we now have to run the meetings by Robert's Rule of Order. And you have to follow. Everything has to go by agenda. We have to make the motions, which we always have. Mm-hmm. But we used to get a lot of side input that was very good information. We just have to really be careful with that now because we have to stay on our agenda. Mm-hmm. The agenda has to be posted on each campus within 72 hours of the meeting. The minutes have to be either audioed or videoed and put on the website. And a lot of it is about curriculum. You know, school health advisory has a lot of input and recommendations that they can take to the school board about what they want kids in our schools and our community to learn about health. Another thing, and it said that you need to go back and look at your recess guidelines because they want them to be community-based values. And I don't know if y'all agree. I know Sandra was in on Kathy's been a permanent resident with me. I think that we looked at community values when we came up. Our recess, kids used to be, if you did something in class that the teachers kind of wanted you to know that wasn't a good choice, you sat at recess. We do not, how many years ago? 8, 9 years ago, we changed that. You cannot punish a child by taking away activity. They can walk laps, they can run laps, but we're not. So I don't know how you as a group feel, but I feel like that we looked at our community values when we did that. Mm-hmm. But that's me.
So like a lunch and recess detention is not allowed?
Yeah, recess detention is not allowed according to our wellness plan.
Yeah, it doesn't get followed. We understand that.
The frequently asked questions, I put a couple copies of this in front of you.
But that can always be updated.
Yes. That's what I think new goals are for this group.
Mm-hmm. I thought that meant like you couldn't take away PE.
No, it's recess.
This specifically in our current wellness.
Because you can't take PE because that's in the...
That's the time that they have to have. But recess is not part of that time.
No, recess, it specifies in the wellness policy about recess. You can't punish during recess. And that was something we followed local wellness. So if y'all want to change that, we need to bring that up and put it on the agenda next week.
But that does give them the clearance to give them, I call them physical reminders, but extra exercise during that time.
Right.
So you can have them doing jumping jacks. You just can't have them sitting.
Get creative.
Well, in reality, punishing with physical activity is corporal punishment. And so you can't do that. I mean, that's what you'd have to call a parent. You get
so walk-in
permission.
I think that's what they do during recess if they're in trouble. Instead of sitting them down, they let them walk. So, I don't know.
But is that any different than making them do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Again, that's the time. Let's relook at that and
because we have not visited.
It's been a long time since we've updated our wellness policy.
Mm-hmm. So maybe if you get
together.
PE activity.
Include that in that section of it.
Okay, so any questions about the website? Anything you want to add? Anything you want done differently? And then I guess we need to consider or approve. Can we, since it's not on the agenda, get a PE and recess committee together as well, or do we have to do that at the next meeting?
The subcommittee.
I think you've got subcommittees on here,
so we're okay.
So we can add that to it.
Okay.
So we're looking at a recess subcommittee or
a PE activity committee.
PE activity subcommittee, mm-hmm. And then a human sexuality instruction.
So would it be physical activity?
Yeah.
Physical activity committee?
Yes.
Yeah, because recess and PE are two very different things.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, like PE has a group.
You have to have.
Right.
Recess is free time.
Yeah.
Yeah, physical activity. Good point.
Zero to do with me. None.
Would someone like to volunteer to be a chair of the recess or physical activity committee? And we'd like to have maybe, I guess, three total members, 3 to 4 members, to review that and make a recommendation to SHAC. And we'd like to have that recommendation by our next meeting in February.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay.
And then we can take it to the school board and get their approval.
Mm-hmm. Not everybody at once.
I'll be a part of it, but I
oh, you don't
want
head
to
it.
Head
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha. Okay.
That's how I feel. I'm like, I'll be a part of it.
But. I honestly think a teacher needs to have a lot of input in that because yeah. Teachers are the ones that take them out to recess, correct?
Yes.
So I honestly think we need someone.
Can I get?
Yeah, we probably need to be like an administrator because that's part of our discipline program.
Right.
Is a lunch and recess detention. So I don't know where if you add a couple of hours to a day, I'm like, can you get in there? But I'm the things we're doing now, I'm barely keeping up with, so I don't know how much time I can put into it. So
I don't think it will require
a meeting, a lot of emailing and kind of
yeah,
to
or even maybe a Zoom.
Just something quick.
Yeah.
Survey. Maybe a survey.
Maybe out of it could be a survey. Mm-hmm. So right now I have Coach Rickman and Tammy have volunteered to be on that committee. We just need a chair.
Can you recommend someone at your campus?
Yeah.
It would have to be either Jonathan.
I would think Hunter French, yeah.
Well, we don't do recess anymore. They need it.
If you want to put me, because I mean, this is like right in the middle of where I am, and I'll make time for it.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, and I'll join that group too.
Like, what are we looking for? Like
a recommendation that would come to SHAC to review.
Can I pull up the wellness
page? I don't know if they added it.
Can I pull
the
wellness
on the health services?
Yeah, because you're talking. You're just explaining to them where they need to go.
Okay, so a recommendation for
Center Wellness.
Mm-hmm. Way past Robert's
Local Wellness.
Local Wellness
Manual. Health and Wellness Policy. Right above it.
Okay, so we're looking for recess time? Yeah, you're fine. Can I type it in here? Can I type it in here? So we're looking for a recommendation whether to be able to use recess as detention or not.
Just keep going down there. I'm going to find it. There.
I think the way that it's worded, it says they cannot have the recess taken away because of. So, I mean, we may just need to change that.
I mean, keep looking. Well, we also have to pull up the.
Well,
now
here it is right here.
We have to look at the guidance paragraph right here.
I do know when we came up with this, though, we used our elementary administrators and teachers to
for their guidance.
Yeah, that's it right there. What's highlighted? The district will provide teachers and other staff and other schools.
And will not be withheld as punishment for any reason.
Right.
Click on that list of ideas.
Alternative ideas.
No, the blue.
No, it's blue.
Where it says
looks
blue.
Like it's an active link.
Oh, yes, it is.
I don't know if it is anymore since then.
We'll put that link in there.
It's from 2016, so.
That's just rewarding children.
I know in the past, like if you're in the classroom and somebody's acting in the classroom, you make them do push-ups in the classroom, that's considered corporal punishment. And then there's the laws about corporal punishment.
I could see that.
And so if you're making them do jumping jacks, or you're making them walk, or you're making them do some other physical activity than what's actually required to recess, which is nothing, then you could fall into that corporal punishment guideline or whatever you want to call it.
So Wanda, would you mind?
So one way or the other, is it, there's state laws about corporal punishment and requirements, and we have local laws about recess. So we need to make sure that our local
stuff
is in compliance with state regulations.
That's why you would be a great to be on this group with us, so we make sure that.
What is that? He's
got a hair appointment. It's going to be excellent that day.
He has a hair appointment.
When are you at work? That's when we'll have the meeting.
So Wanda, if you will, send an email to the committee members and see when they can either meet via Zoom.
Okay.
And for those that are on the committee and anybody else in CHAC that's interested in this topic, if you will, visit those wellness guidelines. And we will see what the committee recommends at our next meeting.
Okay, it's Rickman and...
Tammy Brzozowski. And the next committee we need to develop would be the human sexuality to discuss possible change in courses or if we continue with would anybody like to be involved in that committee? How about we do that first instead of trying to find a chair? I will be on that committee.
I would like to be involved in that.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll have a lot of parent questions. Anyway,
right.
So.
Oh, yeah, I'll be there.
Okay.
I got some
info on
that.
Good. Great. Anybody else?
Well, let me look at this. It says, SHAC does not begin its work until the board authorizes SHAC through a resolution. So I will get this on the agenda. We have a school board meet. No, it's tomorrow.
Okay.
I will get it on the agenda. It's discussion that the subcommittee is going to meet, and then...
So we have to have school board approval that we can begin working on this.
Yes.
Okay.
And I will make sure that happens.
So Wanda will secure that.
How can it be?
Thursday? Tomorrow's the day I think that you have to have your agenda items in. Yes, I'm saying it's not too late for me to get this on the agenda. No.
Wanda, do you also want to sit on this committee? I know you do.
Okay.
It'll help you sleep better. I'll chair. How about I chair this one?
Okay.
Give you a break. Okay. I'll chair.
I need to do it.
So passionate about it. It's a topic near and dear to my heart and my child. Oh, Lord. Okay. And so if you're interested, after this meeting, if you or someone else is interested in getting involved, please reach out to either me or Wanda, and we will get you on a committee. And I believe once we send out the minutes from this meeting, by that point, school board would have met. We will have more information on what is to come. Oh, no.
That's true. We can't consider or approve it because the school board has to go.
We can approve the committees. They're just.
I think physical activity committee, I think, right?
Yes, physical activity.
We can approve the
committees.
They're just going to let us.
No,
they
have to.
So I make the motion to approve Amanda Rickman, Tammy B., Wanda Hayes, James McCarter for the Physical Activity Committee, Subcommittee. And I make the motion to approve Emily Weatherly, Lacey Timpon.
Let's do first one, and second.
Okay.
And then you do that one.
Okay. To approve the members of the Sex Education Subcommittee.
So we need a second on...
I'll second the well, or the...
Wellness.
Thank you.
Physical activity. Oh, I'm still on that one.
Yeah, now we can do the...
All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. No.
Any opposed?
Nay.
Okay, so now we need a motion to approve the new Sex Education Subcommittee.
Yes.
Does anybody want to make that motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
Thank you, Denise. Is that working?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, the ayes have it. And unless there's any other business we have not discussed, it is time for adjournment. If I could please get a motion for adjournment. Ruby, I'll talk.
I will second that.
And Kathy has seconded that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? You better not. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. We'll see you again in February. Thank you.